Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, if I were to look at the readings that we're all going to look at together, one of the things that strikes me is it sounds a note of faith. How real is God for you? How real are His plans for you incorporated into your life? Do you realize that you are really being cared for, shepherded, fathered, strengthened, saved, redeemed by God? How great is your faith? Do you acknowledge His authority in your life? He is the author of all life. He is the Father of all. And He gave His only begotten Son for you so that you might live forever in paradise with Him. That's the promise. And it's real. It's not a fairy tale. How deep is your faith? Do you live out of that faith in daily life? Or do you simply pull it up or open the drawer or open the folder on Sunday when you go to Mass and say, oh, yeah, this is what I believe. But does faith, does it infiltrate, so to speak, and cover over everything that you do? Or do you simply live as a human being with no clear direction, clear goal in your life? The Church offers us faith that comes to us through baptism, comes to us through confirmation. And then we grow in that faith by being attentive to the Lord, by listening to Him, by obeying His commandments. He brings us, it's not just so we can, as I've said so often, so we can check off all the right things on our report card, so to speak. It's not that. It's so that we can enter into intimacy with God Himself. When I put my sin behind me, when I confess my sin, when I turn to Him, He opens His arms. He forgives. He can bring us back to Himself. Let's take a look at the readings for St. Basil and St. Gregory Nazianzen, whose feast we celebrate today. There, it says in the Magnificat magazine that they are linked in this feast day as they were in life. They were schoolmates. They were co-defenders of the Orthodox teaching on the Trinity, and they were dear friends. Both served as bishops. Both suffered hostility from the politically powerful Arians, the Arian heresy. In 379, Gregory preached at Basil's funeral, and here's what he said. Do you, Basil, there also welcome me in your dwelling when I have departed this life, that we may live together and gaze more directly and perfectly at the Holy and Blessed Trinity. Thus we shall attain the fruition of our desire and receive the reward of the battles we have fought and the attacks we have resisted. O God, who were pleased to give light to your Church by the example and teaching of the bishops, Saints Basil and Gregory, we pray that in humility we may learn your truth and practice it faithfully in charity. Know the truth. The truth sets you free. And then you can bring it to others. What kind of friends do you have? Basil and Gregory were great friends that helped each other to eternal life, not only to eternal life, blessed be God, but to sanctity, to becoming a model for people who follow them. When we talk about faith, one of the ways in which faith grows, one of the external things that God uses to have faith grow, is who our friends are, the people we relate to, the people we gravitate toward, the people perhaps we work with. But who are my friends? Are my friends leading me closer to the Lord? And am I, as an expression of my friendship, leading people to the Lord, helping people to know the truth? Ponder this today. Faith and friends. What part does faith play in my friendships? And do I have the kinds of friends that support my faith, that encourage my faith, that help my faith to grow? If you don't, ask God. Ask Him to supply. Ask Him to show you. because we all need people to walk with us. The first letter of John, chapter 2, verses 22 to 28. Beloved, who is the liar? That's certainly putting it out there, isn't it? Who is the liar? Whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Whoever denies the Father and the Son, this is the Antichrist. Anyone who denies the Son does not have the Father, but whoever confesses the Son has the Father as well. Let what you heard from the beginning remain in you. If what you heard from the beginning remains in you, then you will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made us, eternal life. I write you these things about those who would deceive you. As for you, the anointing that you received from him remains in you, so that you do not need anyone to teach you. But his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and not false, just as it taught you. Remain in him. And now, children, look at that. Remain, abide, make your home in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be put to shame by him at his coming. Neither you nor I know whether, and some of you are going to think this is morbid, but it's the truth. We don't know if in the course of this year we're going to meet the Lord face to face. You know, we're not going to live forever on this earth. So are you living your faith? Are you growing in your faith? Are you praying for good friends who can help you to grow in faith? Seriously, brothers and sisters, seriously, look at it. Psalm 98, all the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. And that's true. That's true. If we have eyes of faith to see, it's true. God works on our behalf all the time, every moment. But as I've said to you so often, he will never violate your free will. Never. So you can choose to go against God, but you do it to your own peril. But if you follow him, if you seek to follow him, he will lead you safely home, where there will be joy for all eternity. Right here at the beginning of this new year, take a look. What am I going to do to grow in faith? And secondly, what kind of friends do I want? And pray for friends who will help me on that path to eternal life. The gospel is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 19 to 28. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." This is John the Baptist. "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "So who are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" These are the priests and the Levites. They're fascinated by this man, but they can't categorize him. They don't know who he is, and they don't know whether to believe him. And John the Baptist, notice John doesn't say, "Oh, I have been sent before the Christ to do this." He just says, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' I have been born into this world to point out the path to find the Messiah. I'm the one who goes before him to make a way." Think of that. That's your life's work. Doesn't look very important in this world, but it's eternally and forever important in God's world. "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent, and they asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" And John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." What does John the Baptist tell us over and over again? I must decrease, and he must increase. I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord. I'm a messenger. I'm the servant sent ahead. And that's his whole life. What's the focus of your life? What's the focus of my life? We can be in all kinds of professions or occupations. We can be raising families at home. In one level, the externals don't matter, except they provide us an arena where we're called to be his disciples every moment of every hour of every day. That's your life's work, is to be his disciple, his son, his daughter, the one who lives out of gratitude for having been saved by him. And you and I, like John the Baptist, ought to be out there pointing the way to him. Pointing the way. How do you do that? Inviting people to something that the church is doing. Maybe they won't come, but maybe they will. You might be surprised. Invite them to share in a movie that you just saw that's particularly good, has good gospel values in it. There aren't many of them, but there are some. Invite somebody to watch this. Invite somebody to attend a men's meeting or a women's meeting that people you meet with regularly. There are all kinds of ways to reach out to people. Don't worry if they say no. Point is, offer. Just keep offering. Keep it light. You don't have to say, well, our friendship depends on whether you go to this with me. It's not that at all. Kindness, kindness, mercy, charity. That's what God wants of us. That's what he asks. John the Baptist says, I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie. Untying the sandals, as I've often said on here, was the lowest, the most menial of tasks that a slave did for his master. Untying the thongs of his sandal. And what does John the Baptist say? I'm not worthy to untie it. He knew, brothers and sisters, who he was. He knew he was beloved, but he knew the role he was called to play in this life and to be faithful to it, even to death, to be faithful to it. You and I, brothers and sisters, were baptized into eternal life. You and I have a purpose and a mission. Our job is to keep asking the Lord, show me, direct me, lead me, day by day. Month by month, perhaps you've found a work that's occupying your whole life. Blessed be God. But still, go to him every day. How do you want to use me? Let his voice begin to shine and speak through you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Free Booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.